Hey, yo. I just wanted to be the bad guy, Razor Ramon, for a little bit. Or Scott Hall, depending on which wrestling you were a fan of. That's got nothing to do with this episode. This episode is 107. On this episode, we have the boys, or men, however they want to be. I think they're younger than me, so everybody younger than me is automatically a boy. I can't believe I've turned into that guy now that I'm 40. But anyway, it's the guys of the ABC podcast. That's the Anything But Credible. It was a good episode. Never met these guys. Had a pretty good show. Went just a little bit over an hour, which was okay. We could have kept on going. Love their concept. Love what they do. Listen to the episode, and then I'm going to tag them and find them and listen to them. Download them. They're one of my, I think, the more unique of the podcasts in the St. Louis area that's going, as their niche or gimmick that they have is pretty solid. And they even do some randomness like we do, which is always good. Other than that, a couple of things to tell you. One, this Thursday, Whiskey School at the Beer Sauce Shop at 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We will be there doing Whiskey School with Union Horse Distillery out of Kansas, the Kansas City metro area. It's one of my favorite whiskeys I've had in the last year. We'll be set up. We'll be talking to them. And as always, if you show up to this thing and say, I heard about this and because of you, and I wanted to be here because you guys said to be here, I will buy you a beer. And speaking of that, this past Saturday, which was yesterday as I record this, I just went to an event at the Beer Sauce Shop. I went to a Founders Breakfast Stout and Cereal Pairing, or Beer and Cereal Pairing, which if you ever get an inkling to have beer and cereal together, it's awful. At no point and no reason is it good. The best possible scenario that we had was the Breakfast Stout with Cocoa Puffs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That wasn't too bad. But what happened was, is something pretty cool. We had Travis, who's at -_STL. He listens to the podcast. In fact, as we were sitting there talking, he goes, hey, I recognize that voice. And I said, you're talking about me? He goes, yeah, I listen to you guys every week. So big shout out to Travis. Travis, know that I tried buying you a beer, but I did not know your last name. And Sean behind the bar did not know the last name. And I said, screw it. I'll get him one down the road. But anyway, that was pretty cool. Really made my day in terms of someone that just recognizing my voice, which is an awful voice. I get it. But the fact that you know it, awesome. So that was pretty cool. I don't know what else. Bomber Jacket. I even gave a good hard pitch. Someone got in one of the big boy to tall boy Founders all-day IPA session beer, IPAs. They gave away a koozie for it, and this guy was excited. He said, I've never seen a koozie for my tall beer. And I go, well, if you like koozies for tall beers. And I went in here, grabbed a Bomber Jacket, which they sell at the Beer Sauce Shop, and I showed it to him, and I said, this is what it is. And he goes, oh, I've seen those. Some of them have zippers. I go, no, they all have zippers because beer cleavage is a sexy thing. And so I told him about it, told him about Alex, and said, you got to look at it. Now, I didn't tell him this, but I'll tell you. As always, use the promo code RAPCAST15 on www.mybomberjackets.com, and you can save 15% on your entire purchase. Free shipping. Some of you also may have noticed that I've been posting things about a new logo. The reason I've been doing that is because that is a print-friendly logo for our pint glasses and such things, which are going to be in the works probably after the first of the year. So you're going to start seeing some stuff when we go to these events and when we go do things where we're drinking or we're giving out guests pint glasses with our logo on it and maybe t-shirts and stickers and who knows, maybe plush toys. I don't know. I'd look good as a plush toy. I'm kind of unique. I got a big bald head and a giant beard. I would buy that plush. And the silver badger. What a good plush that would be. Tom is okay. You know, I mean, Bender would be okay, but, you know, what are you going to do? Put a pompadour and a gap tooth on it? That'd be pretty cool too. And then the flop, just blatant racism in a toy. I'm just rambling now. Let me just get into the episode. Thanks for fighting through this intro. And here it is. This is episode 107 with the guys from the Anything But Credible podcast. Music's playing. You're enjoying. Thank you.
Random Ass Podcast.
Hey, we are back, and we're not alone, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the most guests we've had at one shot.
I think so.
Outside of...
At least in this basement.
In this basement. Well, I stand corrected. One time on Valentine's Day that week, we had a 6-hour podcast, and we had roughly 20 people on that day.
Six hours.
We broke a lot of coming and going.
Yeah, we broke it up into an hour each segment, and I released them each day. But hey, that said, we are with the guys of the Anything But Credible podcast.
Yeah.
ABC. Yeah. What do you call it? Do you go abbreviate it?
We yeah,
do
like the ABC pod. Yeah.
And we just do the rap because people don't. I always get weary of people saying, oh, your podcast is named the Random Ass podcast, but we're not ashamed of it. We'll embrace it. We'll start, well, of course, Bender's here with me.
Hey.
The flop's in the room, but she's, we just, first lady of the podcast, man.
Oh, yeah. Genius.
See, now it sounds endearing.
Genius.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's never an insult. We leave the insults to her most of the time. But, so we'll start after Bender, but of course, Bender's here. Tom's not in today, so...
I'm Griff.
Keith.
My name is Dukes.
Griff, Keith, and Dukes?
Yeah.
Dukes. Okay. Dukes.
Dukes with G's.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Two G's.
Yeah, not just one.
You guys got
two.
Cool.
Two of those things, right, man.
Two G's makes it sound like he's from the street.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, man. South City, you just kind of shorten everybody's name one way or another and turns into, you know. Last names usually.
I don't know if that's specific to South City.
Yeah, I think that's specific to a lot of people that drink and might forget names. Yeah. So you just go with the two G's.
Yeah,
the Dugs.
Everybody calls me Bender.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always just been that.
They've got a friend named Bender also.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's a legit nickname.
Yeah. Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rule bender. So in every sense of the word. So
you're not a rule bender, but you do share a similarity. They said he does tend to drink heavily.
Oh yeah.
Well, I told him
that in common.
I described him. I said your wife may say that you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean she probably, you know, she's still married to me. So
well, she's Italian. She knows no better.
Yeah.
So you guys, you've been podcasting for how long? I think you're on episode what, 60?
Yeah, this week upcoming will be 65. So
65.
And August was our 1 year, so we're like 1 year and 3 months or something.
So
like
you're essentially doing 1 week, and you've done it since you started.
Yeah, we've once a week, and you know we've had a few weeks here and there. If something crazy happens, we have taken a couple off. But for the most part, it's been about.
We've only missed 1 week.
Well, we started every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then it quickly went on to once a week.
But then there was a good chunk in the middle where we were doing 2 a week, 3 a week. Where I mean, I was a creative fool for a while.
Yeah.
But speaking of creative, what I like about you guys and what I first noticed about you guys is I think one of you, whoever runs your Instagram. You guys either liked or followed us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, so I looked and I was like, well, who are these motherfuckers? But and I was like, oh, from St. Louis. Cool, because you never know.
Yeah.
And then I read your description, and the fact that you guys handle conspiracy theories the way you do, it's pretty inventive. Who came up with that?
I think it kind of happened organically. We did not come into our podcast trying to do that.
Yeah, so the first episode, we were just kind of doing like random topics and stuff, and they were going to ask like if you had a favorite conspiracy theory, and it basically spiraled from there. Yeah.
And then that's it. That's the theme. So whose idea was it to start the podcast?
Nick's.
It was mine, right. Yeah. We just had – I felt like, you know, I kept having all these conversations, mainly with these guys.
Yeah.
And I felt like, you know, 90% of these conversations I was having – it would end with, hey, you know, or it would start with, hey, did you hear about this? Or did you hear about, you know, this? And then it would always end with, man, that's crazy. Or like, that somebody doing something crazy or us calling that person crazy. You know what I mean? And so we're like, and we'd always be laughing about it. Like, why don't we, all the news that we're hearing about, whether it be at this time was like the election and, you know, all in South City.
What a terrible time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. And, you know, it's the news in St. Louis really isn't always the greatest. For crime and everything. So we're like, when's the last time we heard some news stories that were actually funny and made you feel good laugh, you know? So we're like, we got to start talking about just the dumb, stupid shit that happens out there.
Yeah, so you have your conspiracy. And then what's the segment where you guys hit on the news? Don't you have a name for it?
Yeah, we call it the Weekly Weirdness.
I like that too. That's a good idea. And we kind of, when we first started, and we essentially kind of started the same way. I said, you know what, I loved listening to podcasts. Listened to them all the time. Had a job where I was constantly in my car. So I was listening, God, it felt like at the time, 15, 16 different podcasts. And I always talked about it. I said, I want to do a podcast. And I told a lot of friends, and I had a lot of people in mind. And I knew Bender loved pop culture as much as I do. He was kind of a closet geek, though. His friends did not know that he was on the verge of coming
out to be
a full-fledged geek at some point, to where he's reading comics, talking about movies constantly. So one day I told him, I said, hey, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. Are you in? And he's like, yeah, I guess. Yeah, sure. Like what every friend does. They're like, yeah. Okay, yeah, you do it. I'm in.
Right.
Nobody thinks you're going to do it.
Yeah, he's right. Like, I already got the equipment. I'm like, well, I guess I'm in now.
Yeah, I already had the equipment. I'd already created the Twitter. I already purchased the website. So I was, and he's like, well, when do you want to start?
My picture?
Yeah. He's like, when do you want to start? I go, you want to come over Tuesday? And he was like, what are we going to talk about? I go, I'll have that covered. Yeah. We'll figure that out. But then we started, you know, just random shit. Then we had a topical six pack because everything's centered around beer.
Yeah.
Because we've never done an episode without drinking.
Yeah.
Have we?
No. Why would we?
We once did an episode here recently where we drank 23 beers in about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we started stone sober and we played this this game up here
at the very top
called Drunk Quest.
Yeah, that was a good episode, actually. I was just telling the guys on the way out here. It's a good idea.
Yeah,
it was fun.
The only problem was I had equipment malfunction, so everything's an echo. It's a great sound effect if you mean to use it.
Yeah.
If you don't mean to use it and you're – I mean, everything I've learned on the fly.
Yeah.
But I do not know how to remove a special effect from audio. Wow. Apparently not possible the way I recorded it.
Sounds like you guys need to play again.
Yeah, it's going to be an – it might be a – I mean, we had a blast. They're not board game fans like me, and they're definitely – my wife is not into Lord of the Rings or any game fantasy, nothing geek. But I think everybody – there was some trepidation on all three of them when we went in. They didn't just leave happy. We all left – I mean, it was 2 o'clock, and we were wasted.
I had to Uber out of here.
Sounds like a great night.
Hey, he Ubered home. He's like, I'm not driving now.
Best board game ever.
Yeah,
so,
sounds
fun. Yeah. So when you came up with the idea to start –
yeah.
And did that mean, were you the one that spearheaded the equipment purchasing and all that stuff?
Yeah, I kind of just took control of everything like that. You know, I went to school for some audio stuff. So, like, I knew kind of in the general direction what we were doing. But, you know, like I said, most of the conversations would be with these guys. If they weren't, you know, it would somehow – I mean, these guys are talkers, man. They'll talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you said, you know, I'm not even going to mention that. Well, I should mention it. But just for you guys, for mm-hmm. your mental health – don't bring up politics, because these two, they might have set a world record before. I'm telling you, I've never seen conversations last, I mean, days, multiple days.
I think that's part of how actually the idea started for the podcast was we would get drunk at bars and just talk about politics for an hour and be like, we should do a politics podcast. And then he was like,
should ever do a politics podcast.
That's what I said.
We should do a podcast, but we're not going to do any politics.
Slow down.
All right, whatever.
So
I
hear
myself talk, so I'll do that too.
Yeah, and it's like these guys are, you know, they're perfect for it. So let's get together, and it really started with doing the weekly weirdness. Like, let's just talk about these dumb, crazy, stupid stories that people are doing that nobody know. You know, what's this guy over in Taiwan did something crazy? You know what I mean? And it started from there. And then I think the first episode, Griff said something about lizard people, or whatever. And we're like, that we should just be talking about that stupid shit.
We were doing icebreakers, and you asked us what our favorite conspiracy theory was.
Yeah, and I went on like a 5-minute tangent about lizard people, and that's how that started.
So who does most of the? Or do you all do some research for each episode?
So me and him do the theories every week. We alternate theories every week. So
I want to ask this, because I like when you come up with theories. I mean, I like some of the theories you guys come up with. When I know in the world we live in now, not to get political, but speaking of fake news, how hard is it? How often do you find a theory and go, that's actually complete bullshit? It's not even a conspiracy theory.
Oh, that's the majority, wouldn't you
say?
Well, no, I mean, what do you mean? Like, ones that are so ridiculous? Those are the ones I always try to do.
The ones that, like, sick one guy in his basement thinks
of. I like to play the devil's advocate on, like, these absolute, like, the moon's not real. I mean, we did a theory that the moon is not real.
Is there's these theories like, well, creepypasta is so popular on the internet and stuff, and it's essentially just an internet baby. Because there's conspiracy theories on, you know, people actually think that the Earth's flat.
Big time.
We did a conversation on that one.
Yeah, but
that one's huge.
There's got to be some where you're looking up and you're like, well, that sounds cool, and you click it, and it's, you know, it's
you getting Rickrolled ever?
Yeah. You know
is
what
that what you're looking for?
Something like that.
Yeah. I'll open up some and be like, what is the, like, there'll be no real argument, you know, it's just...
Yeah, that,
I don't know.
As long as someone on there has pitched an argument, it's fair game, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's kind of the angle that we go for. I think these guys go for too. Is just like the more ridiculous, because that's what we're doing. Yeah. You know, we're not. People say like, "Oh, your conspiracy theory podcast." I wouldn't say that at all. We literally just have a segment, but that segment is kind of bashing.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's tongue in cheek.
Yeah, you're not tackling the
you're not trying to convince
the,
anyone.
We're not trying to, we're inside not job to, of 9/11 or yeah. or the second shooter and Kennedy
yeah.
or
yeah. We're not
like
trying
that.
To be Alex Jones.
Although
yeah,
four so. Conspiracy theorists, our conspiracy podcast a couple weeks ago was like the mother load with all the Kennedy papers coming out.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
yeah. it proved to us absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, they redacted a lot and they kept a bunch of stuff yeah. back. Still, like it's still.
I always
private.
Wanted my, I mean, one of my goals in life was to get so famous that someone had to redact some of my story. I mean, you've made it, you know?
Yeah,
you've
for sure.
become so important that someone had to erase something out of your history.
It is a threat to national security
right,
if somebody knows about
right.
your life.
I fucking it's made a, it if
I've
that's
done well.
The case.
That's a good yeah. point, yeah.
Hey, who drew the logo?
That was our buddy,
yeah.
Tim Wagner.
Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
I was a graphic design and studio art major, and I saw the logo, and I thought, hey, it works.
Yeah,
it fits.
Yeah.
What, who's sleeping on the couch in the
no,
logo?
That's great.
Yeah.
He's yeah. always, he's just, if he's not sleeping, he's relaxing or late or something. You know,
sleep's a beautiful thing, and I'm not, I don't think I need to defend myself on
oh,
that.
Oh, man, we should have
so.
Put the flop on.
Kids?
She loves to sleep.
I know. There you go.
Okay.
That's yeah. why so, you sleep. Yeah. I used to take naps.
They're beautiful.
They were nice.
Now he calls it passing out.
Yeah. Hey. That's why I drink so much.
I do some of that as well. So.
Yeah, so you have an excuse for sleeping? Like, oh, daddy's sleeping again.
Yeah.
No, daddy's
so
drunk.
Cute. My daughter throws a blanket on me. Like,
so, you guys, one thing I did want to say, my one complaint for you. This is it.
Yeah, we love it. No, we love
I started following it and stuff. I'm an Android user. I mean, I have an iPhone for my work phone, but I use Android. You're not on Google Play.
Yeah.
Sure
I
could
not
I couldn't
find
it
on
Google
Play.
You go to the Google Play Music, right? Like
yep.
the podcast or on
you
the music?
Go to the music thing.
Yeah, we're definitely there.
Oh, I just missed it. Well, it's not a complaint if it's on there. It just turns out it's my own inadequacies about being able to search
for podcasts.
I think
the problem is there's when you type in ABC.
No, I did anything, but I did it both ways. I just couldn't find it. It's a pain in the butt. They haven't got their shit together.
No, that's
no.
It is not the easiest thing.
Yeah,
but, yeah well, let me look that. I mean, yeah.
You got to go through My Music, and then you got then the logo, like the podcast thing disappears, and you got to hover over something for it to show. It's really,
yeah, that
it's
sounds
awful.
Screwy.
Yeah.
And you can only do it on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I mean,
after a full
it's
moon.
Better than iTunes is
very convenient
podcast thing, but.
Yeah, but they—I mean, they're the ones that started. I find
yeah.
everybody on there. You
yeah,
know?
I've never had trouble.
Yeah,
with the
but
I mean, I used to run before Google Play got started. I used to run some other third-party podcast thing that basically farms the iTunes system.
Okay.
I found
okay.
you. I got you guys on there too, but it doesn't auto-download for me, and that's frustrating. Mm. I mean, you know how hard it is to click that little icon and go click download,
it's, dude. It's work. It is
yeah.
work.
And it you is. Forget what you're downloading.
Yeah.
You know?
The only problem with the auto downloads is that I don't know, but I've had my phone just fill up with,
yeah.
with podcasts
oh, yeah.
before.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
yeah. Well, you can't subscribe to everything.
Yeah, I was subscribed to entirely too many.
So I'm guessing you guys all listened to podcasts pretty good before you started?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty
I
obsessed.
Did not, no.
No.
Really?
No.
Keith is the one
all.
Guy out of the three here that's super late on, like, he's not your traditional
dude
media.
See,
how's that GameCube going?
Dude doesn't
no, no, like he literally
what?
Doesn't play video any awesome. Video games.
No, no video
he doesn't,
games.
We just put him on just last episode, and we kind of successful, we found out.
We
but
had to sit
just
down and
got
talk
on
to
Stranger Things Season 1 just
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
Never seen yeah. an episode of Game of Thrones. Like,
really?
This dude's a disappointment. Really.
I mean, at least, I mean, the Game of Thrones, I get it, because either if you don't pay for HBO, or some people are just like, I'm out on dragons. There's a lot of people that just don't feel
that's
that.
Me.
But it's so much
dragons.
More than that. It's a political
oh,
genre.
No, no, no. I
yeah.
agree.
Yeah.
There's so, I mean, that's, I'm
it's
out
like,
on Walking Dead now, but there was a lot of people that when you know, it first came out and everybody was digging it, like, I don't do zombie shows. I'm
yeah.
like, it's not a zombie show. It's like, the zombies are the secondary character. And
they're like a setting, almost. Right?
Human drama and
yeah.
like how terrible people can be.
So what do you do?
That's a good question.
Blues?
A lot of YouTube. Watch sports pretty much. That's about it. Yeah.
He's always good for a deep
watch,
random YouTube deep dive.
Deep
for
dive.
Sure.
Watch oh, yeah. dams drain water all night long.
Hey, yeah, dude. Emergency dam drainage. It's a great video, dude. So much water.
You and my 7-year-old daughter have a lot in common.
Yeah,
she
dude.
Could just get lost on YouTube.
Yeah, I do all the time.
He is a child.
Do you find yourself listening to less podcasts now that you do your own? Or do you listen to, have you started listening to more?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I started like listening to Joe Rogan and a couple others, but that's about
that
it.
Guy.
Well, it's because you're retarded.
Yeah. It depends on who he has on.
Yeah,
like, if he has
all,
a bow hunter on. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm,
I don't do
I'm
much
out.
Of the. Now, I do like his survivalists, but not just his straight hunters.
Yeah.
I don't have to
but
do
if
that.
He has, you know, he'll have like neurosurgeons and like people in the front, like and theoretical physics and stuff on. It's like, okay, that stuff.
See, that's what I love about him. I'm not going to go to any science podcast and listen to just science, but I can listen to it if the guy's high talking to him.
Right.
I'm okay with it because I know where he's coming from. Right. I too 100%. Have been there and tried to figure out science when I was high.
Oh yeah, I need that filter of like a smart person go through Joe Rogan and then I can understand it.
Hey, you got to dumb it down in steps. Exactly. I don't want you jumping off the cliff into stupidity. I just want you to like an escalator. Just bring it down to my level at some point.
Rogan's great for that.
Like nuclear physics, I know like five key words that I can hone in on and I'll try and carry a conversation.
But you casually walk by a smart conversation, drop one of your five words and then walk off.
Gotta go.
That guy's smart and mysterious.
Only if they knew.
No one has ever said that about you, Keith.
Yeah. You are correct.
So you do all the uploading and everything and edit?
Yeah, the editing, yeah. So I listened to every episode about a million times.
I listen to it as I edit, and then I listen to it again after it's a finished product, and I upload it just to say, because at this point, I've done it enough, but I always think, man, what if I fucked something? What if in the middle of it, I accidentally put a cut and pasted a song right in the middle, and then I'm going to be an asshole? You know, I don't want to be that guy.
I'm kind of weird. Like, I'm just my natural personality. I'm kind of weird about that stuff anyway, so I'm sitting there listening to the whole thing numerous times while it's bouncing out, after it's bounced, and then I'm listening to it on headphones. I'm listening to it in the car. So I'm kind of weird about that anyway. So
yeah, I believe they call that anal retentive.
Yeah,
that's a little bit OCD.
That
right
totally
there.
Describes
the, the last thing, like you just said though, the last thing I want is for like a random clip of Keith talking off air just to like be plopped in there somehow
when you find out he really is savagely racist and,
then you people find out that he's just the worst person
that worry
ever.
Me that like sometime in the future this dude's gonna dig out and just that's what we destroy our lives.
I tell you what, that was the longest edit I ever did, and it sounds like a great idea, and I enjoyed it.
It was hilarious.
I took all for our 100th episode. One of the episodes that week I released was just, I always record for 2 to 5 minutes before we start. So I just chopped that stuff up and put it together in one 45-minute episode. And what I should have been doing was that the whole time. And like if you decide to ever do that, I suggest starting now and then adding a little bit each week. Because I waited till about episode 80 before I decided I was going to do it. And that was like 5 hours of my night right there, going back and trying to find what I wanted.
It's a really good idea.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
You go ahead, sir.
No, it's fun.
Oh, that's called Benderruption. That's what we call it.
Benderruption.
That's what we call it.
You forget some of the dumb shit that you talk about just randomly, and then it makes for a great episode. We got a lot of feedback on that one episode.
Yeah, that was one of our most downloaded ones.
Yeah, because we normally come in, we'll wait for him to come in and just have some bullshit conversations.
The best conversations
like
some
of the best conversations
The best conversations that they have is while we're doing sound check. And
sometimes it pisses
levels.
You off, doesn't it? Like you get done and you're like,
no, I made a legit. You guys make me sound like I'm like the
like
bad ruler or something.
Podcast Hitler.
Now you're director.
No, but you give us direction. Without you, there'd be absolutely nothing.
He's like he's definitely not a Ron Howard. He's more of a Stanley Kubrick. He will hit you if you get out of line.
He's physically abusive.
I just made them, like, when we meet up, you know, we don't see each other. You know, we might see each other a couple times a week, but you know, it's not every day. So I just made a rule that when we all see each other, We hold the hellos and how are yous until we actually start recording. Then it's more organic as far as us catching up.
Yeah. And that's tough. That's tough. I've always found, too, when you bring other people on that it's tough getting them to shut up for the mic. And then you also – what sucks when you bring guests on that – like I'm sure I've listened to – you guys have had some friends fill in here and there and come on. Who's your fourth person that sits from time to time?
Well, we kind of have almost not as often as you guys, but we have a little bit of a rotating – we have three or four guys, you know.
Were you about to say our squad?
We have our squad.
I was going to say squad.
Our squad correspondent.
You guys at Taylor Swift. Yeah. You got your squad.
Oh, no, not squad.
Squatch.
We do.
Squatch.
Like Sasquatch.
Like Sasquatch. Like, is it a hairy
That's
guy?
Way better.
No,
he's
just
he's
reports.
He's supposed to be out in the woods finding a Bigfoot. Not doing a very good job.
He hasn't
traveled
recently.
Not a one Bigfoot yet. Not one.
Does he actually look like? Does he believe in Bigfoot though?
No, I think so. He might tell you he doesn't, but I think secretly he does.
He actually does believe him, but he's gotten so much shit when people around. He's like, yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, this is ironic. I swear.
Let's just say that both him and I have watched enough Bigfoot shows to know. We know a little bit. That's okay. That much.
Okay. Well, you know what?
be proud.
Listen, the first time I listened to the first time I listened to Eddie Bravo talk about Flat Earth on Rogan's podcast, I started reading about it, and then I heard some. I go, you know, if I were a less, you know, reasonably intelligent person, I might buy into this a little bit. I mean, they make some valid points. You know?
Well, they that do seems because hilarious. What they do is like they trick you with the things that you can observe with your own two eyes.
Yeah,
right? I don't know.
They're much like pseudoscience.
They appeal to the lazy guy who's like, I'm not Googling anything. I'm just going off what this guy
said.
I'm going to
roll a flashlight across the table and look at
what I drive. I never go across a horizon. It's always just flat. You know, I mean, I guess that seems right.
Wouldn't people fall off if it was round? Come on.
That's my wife, though. It gets into, like, she's not a conspiracy, but ghosts and shit.
I'm a hard
person. I see into all that crap.
I'm a hard person.
I'll come home, and she's watching those Paranormal Activity TV shows where, like, the guy's, like, running around with a green light camera jumping and stuff, and she's genuinely freaked out. I'm like, I could fucking do this right now in the basement, and it'd be the same quality and same dumb shit.
It just got really cold. You feel it?
You are stomping on flop territory. You better watch out.
Like, how?
We were at Osage Beach for my 40th. The weekend before my 40th, every year we meet a couple of our friends and wives and stuff, and she had it one of them on because it was the 28th, so it's right before Halloween.
Yeah,
and she's got it on, and we've got this one friend, Hal Pow, who is the most crass, blunt person you've ever seen. And he walks in and he looks at the TV for 10 seconds. He goes, "All right, well, I'm fucking dumber now." And he turns around and walks away. And I said, "Easy, you're gonna rile her up, man.
Yeah.
You get her drunk and she'll stab you later." North County, so
dangerous. I will say, I think if those shows have done anything for me, they may be like more convinced that ghosts don't exist.
Yeah.
I'd buy that.
Yeah,
I'd buy that. We did the when her stepsister turned 16, we did the St. Charles Ghost Walk, where they take you to all of St. Charles and the haunted areas. Mm-hmm. All it is just a really cool history lesson with no evidence that there's... They give you these little micrometers or these little things that you're supposed to be able to... You know, when you get ghost activity, it's going to go off. What's weird about it is every time you go over where power lines are laid and stuff, it goes off.
Because they're supposed to detect electromagnetic pulses.
Yeah, it's crazy that ghosts hide out in power sources.
That's
the cut for ghosts.
I forget what comedian it is. He's like, why is there always just old-timey ghosts? Like, I want one who's like, knocks on my, wakes me up in the middle of the night and's like, dude, what's your Wi-Fi? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Millennial ghosts are gonna want the Wi-Fi.
Emails you because that's the only way you can communicate.
We did one of the episodes we did a while ago. We had one of our buddies on that used to a comedian named Steve Raines. He did a bunch of stuff with one of the STL Up Late. It's a show down there in St. Louis.
I'm familiar with it.
And he has a really funny skit. I forget what the name of it is, but
I think it was Blind Ghost Hunter.
He's doing what the Ghost Hunter show as a blind man. It's really hysterical.
Awesome.
I suggest everyone to go check that out.
Yeah, that's fun.
Check that one out for sure.
That was like, what was Chappelle's first episode with the blind black man who was
blind
and was racist?
Yeah,
Clayton
Bigsby?
That's it. Oh, God, you just, I had something right when you said that, and I just completely forgot the whole thing.
Yeah, it's because I'm hilarious.
No, over here.
I interrupted, I'm sorry.
You're on here, it's been interruption, that's all there is to it. Hey, by the way, I didn't even have to go over the unofficial rules of being a guest. He came bearing beer.
Oh, nice.
The only other rule there is, and you're not drinking, so we're not going to hold you to it, and since the flop is in the room... I always feel sexist when I say I'll make my wife get us beer, but usually the guy sitting in that chair, which is always Tom, has to be the beer bitch.
Hey, that makes sense.
Ooh, yeah,
I'm good for it. Just let me know.
And I want everybody to know this is the most charitable I've ever been. I gave the chair with the back to the guest.
By the way, this chair, it's breaking. I'm gonna probably fall.
Really? What'd you do to it?
I don't know. It's wobbly, man.
I bet somebody took it outside for my birthday.
Probably.
And I did want to go back. I know what I was going to say. Back to your wife, where you were talking about her buying into that. She's Catholic, isn't it?
I think it's prerequisite.
You have to believe in ghosts and stuff if you're Italian Catholic. I mean,
that's the rule?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, watch all the... what's... Melissa, what's your... clairvoyant woman...
Long Island medium?
See, I mean, anybody's... They're Catholic. The dude
she's
that...
She's amazing.
Us three graduated from St. Mary's High School.
Yeah,
so
you guys... You know what's haunted? Yeah. The school's haunted.
Oh, for... Maybe.
That's true.
That orphanage next door.
Haunted by the memory of bad decisions.
That was pretty creepy.
Yeah, that was creepy.
I don't buy into it that much either, but an orphanage, you got to think. Yeah. Some bad shit went down there. They definitely are tormented.
Dude, you're just walking through abandoned halls and there's like one little shoe. Like, that's creepy. Yeah.
Have you guys ever done the bobblehead episode? Or bubblehead? Bubblehead episode.
No.
Oh, you guys don't know what the bubbleheads are?
No.
I did not.
You know what the bubbleheads are, don't you, Missy?
It's a North County thing. Now, let me say this. Before you jump into it, I'm not from St. Louis. I'm from Southeast Missouri.
I was going to ask you, because you sound like you got a little twang.
Oh, right? I got a lot of twang. Yeah. But I'm from Charleston, Missouri.
Okay.
Near Sykeston.
Okay, cool.
And this twang that you hear... is roughly, I moved away when I was 15, so this is 25 years of hardcore repression to get to where I'm at today. And no one believes me until my wife will vouch. When you go to my hometown, it's like, where the fuck did we just step into?
Oh, yeah. Once you get south of Sykeston, it gets... I lived in Cape for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you get south of... Really, Cape, and you start to pick up...
Cape is it. That's the lit. You get in south of Cape, which... And I don't mean, like... Few miles, like an hour south. I mean, you step outside of Cape City limits south, you're in Hickville.
You're in the south. All of a sudden,
they might shoot you.
Yeah. Like, it's a rule.
Yeah,
that's like, I believe it.
My wife cracks up because we were down. This is my family. Fucking God, love them. We were down for Thanksgiving, and the pecan tree that's over my grandfather's garage was growing a little. So my uncle, my brother, and my cousins had a .22 out, and they were shooting limbs. You could literally get on top of the flat roof garage and trim the limbs, but they were trying to shoot them. And
did they get? Did it work?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
Probably cost them $100 in ammo. Retarded. Retarded. Yeah.
I kind of want to find like a early, some kind of early audio clip of you, and just to hear like how more severe the twang was when I moved
from the east side of the state to the west side. I ended up moving to Joplin, Missouri, Lamar, Missouri, that area, Springfield, that area. When I moved over there, people were like, my good friends, people I didn't like, they were constantly, what in the world are you saying? Like, I could never tell you your age. Like, now I can say I am 40 years old. But when I first moved, I was 40 years old. That's just all it was. What do you owe? Who do you owe anything to?
At least you aren't farty like you're from St. Louis.
And I never washed anything.
Yeah, the R makes it cleaner. Man.
I wash all my clothes.
It really does.
Do you guys like milk or milk?
So many people do the milk thing, man.
And you're a milk guy?
I think I just accidentally did that.
It drives me nuts.
Oh, wow. Do you say both or both?
Both.
Both?
Both.
I never even knew that was an issue. Yeah, now I'm going to be cognitive.
People are inserting a W or an L.
For years, because my mom doesn't say barely, she says verily. So until I think I was like 17, like I said verily. Spelled barely, but said verily.
I've never heard of such a thing.
That's rubbed off on him because he is the king of mispronunciations on this show. The guy's got a college degree. He's educated. He just can't say words.
No, hey, man. I mean,
yeah, I
half-read stuff.
She still gives me shit. My wife still gives me shit for finger and spring, and they're finger and spring. That's all it is. It's not.
I guess you do. I just never paid attention.
Spring.
That's because it's spring. Hey, spring.
That's not as bad.
I think the spring in that door is broken. No, it's not. It's not past tense. It's present.
The ultimate test for you.
Uh oh.
Roof and creek.
Okay. It is creek. I did grow up with a healthy amount of creek people.
Okay.
And it's always been roof. Sometimes it slips out roof, and she gets mad at me. But one reason it slips less and less is because I don't want to take shit from my wife.
And you work in the industry.
Yeah, I did sell roofing materials to people.
I can't fucking say it.
But I'll be honest.
That's a good point.
But, well, trust me, though. That's not the case because...
Yeah, I know.
You'll be allowed around a lot of roofers, and you'll feel like maybe you're the smartest person in the room.
I know.
Maybe I should run for public office because I can get one over on these guys. Sorry to anybody that listens that still has connections to me. Yeah, I feel
or
bad.
Is a roofer? I mean, I feel like we just
roofer.
A rougher?
A roofer.
Yeah. That sounds weird. Yeah. Roughing.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways, back to the bobbleheads.
Bubbleheads. Can you see? You can't even say bubbleheads.
Yeah. Keep looking at those guys. Bubbleheads were a North County thing, and it was this. It depends on where you're at. The rumor when I was a kid growing up is it was a a family of inbreds that lived down Old Jamestown Road.
He jumps right into
and
it.
And they had like so Jamestown Road was. Do you guys remember Jamestown Mall at all, or have you ever been over to Alton?
I have been there. I've been there. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So like back in that area, there's a lot of like farmland and wooded stuff that you wouldn't expect to be in North County, but it is.
Yeah.
And I'll grab me a beer when you come back.
Oh, okay.
And so the whole legend was that there was this family of like inbred hicks that lived back there and never let their kids out because they had like giant water on the brain heads.
Oh God!
Which sounds nuts. And then you look up like the explanation for the water on the brain thing. I'm like, I'm sure they didn't look as crazy as everybody made them out to be. Turns out it was not true whatsoever at all. But we used to every year around Halloween we'd drive back through there and. Whoever lived in this house had to fucking hate everybody.
It like, sounds like it already.
All it is like teenage kids cruising down this road.
You wonder though.
And
you wonder, and then I like
this house.
Sometimes how you guys break it down on there too. Actually, I like how a lot of your episodes, you guys just it almost like you come from the point of view that you just assume it's true. The conspiracy's true.
Oh, yeah,
that's my favorite thing about
the devil's advocate.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, but, I mean, most of the time, I mean, that's the thing about conspiracy theories. Like, for me, it's like. Tell me one that's not fun. Tell me one that's not I'm not gonna have a good time with. You know, like Griff is always the guy that is always shutting it down
at the end. But me, I do. But yeah,
I'm always the one that's like that for sure happened. Like let's entertain it because it's just so fun entertaining. Just you know the craziness.
Yeah, but then we give our honest percentages, and you're giving it like 100% every time.
Yeah, you guys make some good points. You make good
tell me that the dinosaurs didn't build the pyramids.
I'm gonna tell you they didn't.
You know what? Right. I don't know
how did they lift it.
I
can't tell
you.
You know, tiny
little hands.
I can't tell you.
See,
dude.
I didn't even think of that counter argument.
Their
arms
the
are too small to lift bricks.
It was all the leg strength. It was like a.
They didn't skip.
And Brontosaurus could pick it up just with his chin and into the neck alone.
I mean, I'll give you like the Brontosaurus and the Triceratops could have dragged the rocks, but who's actually lifting them up?
And by the way, if you've seen one episode of Flintstones, you know through the fucking beginning that those dinosaurs can move rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
You just need a guy back there pulling the levers.
There you go. Yeah.
But what's that movie, 12,000 BC or whatever? They just had the mastodons.
They did have mastodons.
See?
That's accurate.
There we go.
How do you know it's not?
I don't. I
you
don't.
You weren't alive then.
That's why I said that was
a documentary.
So I would love I'd love to know, though, like for the bubbleheads, like it's so, like, I was going to start this, but before we got off on my awesome dialect and my inflection of my voice, there's some guys I used to own a comic book store, so and I go and see a lot of these comic shows, and there's some guys that have a comic book, an independent comic book that they put out to the nation, and one of the and it's just a bunch of crazy bizarre stories, and they do the bubbleheads in it.
Yeah.
So this thing, thing has enough legs that. And so many people that don't know each other know the story. I'd love to know the person that started it.
Yeah, for sure.
Isn't that how Cowboys and Aliens got made?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah. Which is why that movie was so awesome.
Yeah.
It was based on sheer nonsense.
Yeah, like some guy just made a comic and they made the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was badass.
Well, Hollywood ran out of ideas, so they started mining all the comic books.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we might have to steal this, though. We might have to do some investigation.
Yeah, you have to look into it.
I wonder if it comes from, like, The Hills Have Eyes or something.
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
it's like my
it.
Parents grew up in North County, and they've got legends on it. There's another one. I forget that Missy would probably know.
The
There's
Spanish
a train track out there in Spanish Lake.
There's
Is
always
that the
a
one
train
that's
track.
To, like, you park
yeah,
on
you're
it,
supposed to put baby powder
yeah,
on your trunk.
I've heard about that.
There's something like that
in
South County off Christopher Road. It's supposed to be like this place where you stop and you'll see a ghost like walk out of the woods.
Wait, did you
They're
guys say
all
baking
called
powder?
Spook lights.
You put baking powder
or baby
powder on the back of your car. And the legend is that there was these kids that their bus got stuck on the train tracks and they all died.
Yeah.
So now if you park on there and wait, they'll push your car across the tracks.
Why do they like baby powder?
So you can see their fingerprints afterwards.
Their handprints.
Oh, my God. Griff, don't you ever watch ghost hunting shows,
man?
That's your...
I'm spooked, guys.
Yeah. Got chills now.
That's your DIY sleuthing right there, man.
It is.
Yeah, there's a... I dated a girl in college. And Joplin's got And this is where I'm doing air quotes so people can see. A spook light. It turns out that there's spook lights in every state in this country.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
what's a spook light?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So spook light is essentially the same thing. You pull up in your car, you turn it off, and there's a light that will chase you. The light is supposed to be always near train tracks. Turns out that there's kind of a scientific reason.
Trains.
But
Was it a train?
But yeah. the guy was killed on the tracks and he lost his head, and this is him carrying the lantern looking for his head, and he'll get you and take your head. As far as I know, no one's ever lost their head. But I dated a girl whose family lived the one field over from where you could see the spook light. So constantly, and any day of the week, people are pulling up and they'd have to yell at them, "This is not the next field."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it turns out, and I could be wrong, you look this up, but most of the common belief is that it's natural gases mixed with the industrial movement of the trains and stuff coming through stuff, that if you do that, that you can legitimately see stuff sometimes of the day because of reflected light in the air. And but they do say that it is almost near impossible because of pollution in the world we live in for that to still be going on. But they're everywhere. I mean, there you can just Google spook light and you'll get like 200 towns that say they have one.
See, that's the great thing. I mean, because the way that I look at it is like, yeah, science and whatever, you can prove these things, but man, what about the story though? You gotta love the. I mean, everyone who doesn't love the stories of, you know, let's go out to this field and people dying, kids dying on this train. You know, like,
yeah,
you gotta love.
Jesus, you love the stories of kids dying on train tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it's gotta have tragedy, otherwise it doesn't stick.
This is a real story. Yeah. I knew a kid grew up in Southeast Missouri who lost his leg on train tracks by getting hit.
Was he trying to drive the green tomatoes?
No. But he actually went on to be like a national BMX champion and all this stuff.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
Was prosthetic or something?
No. He had a special bike that he only had to push one side and almost like perpetual motion would pull it right back over, a counterweight. And he played football on the team. He was a grade or two above me. And the leg he did have, it was muscular. My wife's into calves. She would love his calf.
I kind of want to YouTube him.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
I don't even remember his name or anything. And I do have some people from my hometown listen. And if they want to correct me, they can tweet at me or text me or email me, whatever. He was a bit of an asshole.
Yeah.
He got to be.
He only had one leg.
The family benefited because they won a sick lawsuit against them for what happened. So, I mean, yeah, you're going to lose a leg, but you're pretty popular. You're good at riding a bike. You got a lot of money. I mean, you'd at least think about it.
Seems like might be a fair trade.
Yeah.
So would you tell people to not play around train tracks, or if you do, just make sure that you don't?
Yeah, make sure you have a plausible enough deniability that you're going to get millions of dollars. Any mistake you make in life, make sure you cover your ass enough where you can sue someone. Maybe that's the key to that story.
If you're going to,
as we know it now, it seems
that way. Tombstone. Huh.
I don't see a warning not to do this. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's like the kid that got ate by the alligator at Disney World.
Oh,
there was no sign that said "Watch out for alligators." I don't know. I'm in fucking Florida where there's alligators,
and it's dark. True.
Yeah,
was
it dark?
Night. Yeah, it was at night. They were watching like fireworks or something.
And you know, go a step further. What was his name?
Disney can afford it.
Disney can. What was the gorilla?
Harambe.
Harambe. Yeah, the kid that got in there. And I was on the side of the media that said, maybe this parent sucks.
Totally the parent.
Well, the parent sucks. Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
What was the zoo? What were they supposed to do? Like, you're
shoot
gonna...
the kid. That kid's not endangered.
Yeah.
In fact, she had like seven kids with her.
There's actually way too many of those.
Yeah, we're doing her a favor. Yeah. That gorilla is just, that's natural selection.
It's true.
Yeah, it's Darwinism, right?
It is.
So when you got equipment stuff, did you go to... You know, because you said, I know I segued back, but I did. I meant to ask it a long time ago. But you said that you went to audio school for a little bit, or you studied. So did you already have some stuff, or did you like, I know what I want? Because you came in here, to be honest with you, and I didn't have an answer. He was like, hey, that mic sounds good. Is that a QX32?
Sure,
I'm like,
is.
It's Amazon deal of the day, motherfucker. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I'm right there with you.
Cyber Monday special, man.
No, yeah, I mean, I went to school. I had some stuff. I knew what I wanted, but what we're using is not ideal. I mean, we're definitely on a budget, so we're always looking to increase and upgrade. I mean, that's not only with the content, but with the gear. You know, it's one-on-one. So, like, we're using cheap stuff too, Amazon deal a day type of stuff.
Yeah.
I
get frustrated at myself too, because this mic is good. That was the first good mic we got. And then I slowly, like, I'll get another one and move over, you know, I move the mics down. Eventually, Bender will have a good mic. Actually,
yeah,
I'm the
loudest, so I get the shittiest.
He doesn't need a good mic. He's just got a loud voice. Yeah. But now I've, like, from just watching podcasts and doing a little bit of research, I'm like.
You watch podcasts?
Or listening. Well, Joe Rogan's.
Keith does. He that's his name.
And Harmontown. So in your face, John. I stand by my statement. But so but just watching the mics they use and then looking it up, and then I was like, you know, there's actually some good rated mics for like $90 out there.
Sure.
But I can't tell that in front of my wife because she doesn't need to know that I'm thinking about buying a $90. But I'm like, but it, again, it'll be one at a time, you know, and yeah. we and I don't know why, but I always get the best mic.
That's weird.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys do something and you get a good mic. But, I mean.
Do something.
Even sick of it. Yeah, I got you. But we, the first, the one thing that I, you know, the reason I can go so many deep mics, one of the first things is she bought me that, like I said, that Behringer kit.
Yeah.
And I upgraded my soundboard.
I see that.
That's and then nice. Now I get frustrated because it's so fucking big. When we move and go places, yeah. I want to shrink back down to a smaller soundboard.
Yeah, anytime we unhook and do it on location, it's like a 25-minute reset. Like,
I feel like 25 minutes to set up a remote podcast, though. That's pretty good.
No, it's fine when we get there. It's when we get back to the house and do the next episode, and we're like, I don't know what the fuck happened, and then like some random
it happened
thing
once,
twice. It's happened twice.
You guys ever had any audio issues?
Of course, of course.
You ever lost any episodes?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many?
We had one episode. We recorded the entire thing. It was actually, I think, a really good episode.
And that's the worst.
Can't be sure.
As we were about to get up and say, you know, thanks, guys, we'll see you next week, Griff, some one way or another, hit his foot, which was right where the power outlet was, and
bad placement
cold
for the power
cut everything out.
Oh, man.
Mid-recording, so we lost the entire hour and a half or whatever it was. So it, what was also weird about that is I don't remember which episode that was, but the next one after that, we basically had to – we didn't re-say everything, but we kind of had to have somewhat of the same conversations. So – it was probably wasn't as authentic as it
might sound been.
We've had to do that.
We lost the first episode.
Yeah.
The very first episode because I didn't realize I could record in you know, it's common sense now if you think about it, you can record in stereo or mono. And I had it in stereo, and the problem is when you record in stereo and you save it, it saves it in smaller intervals on Audacity.
Gotcha.
And if you move that file away from the original home file that it's in, it breaks them the order up on them. Mm-hmm. So we had an hour episode that was in 600 pieces.
Oh, wow.
I tried going back and putting them in order.
That sounds like horrible.
And then how long did that take before you said no
thanks? Did it all night one night. Yeah. And I literally angrily did it for like 2-3 hours. And she had to put up with me motherfucking and kicking and hitting things. And then after 3 hours of constant diligent work, I got 2.5 minutes put back in order.
Oh my God, man.
So I called him and said, you're coming back over Thursday. We're doing this all over. Yeah. So, and we changed the episode up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
The worst one for us was, I've only two other episodes other than the first one that I did not, that there's something happened. One was me and my neighbor got so drunk at Buffalo Wild Wings. We came back here and recorded, and we just came out with like the most raunchiest dick jokes 10 seconds into the podcast. And
nobody's
so I was
gonna like us
I was going
this.
Back and listening to it. And I was like, this is not entertaining. This is just offensive.
This is juvenile.
So I did not release that one. And then the other one we had, he's a regular. He used to work with him, but Mike Schilling, he's a guy that does a zombie YouTube zombie series. Okay. And he does it all himself. He writes, directs, does the special effects. He won awards at the Filmmaker Showcase, and good dude. But the first time he came over, I felt like it was one of our best interviews, best cut.
It's very...
Did not record.
Yeah, it's very...
Or recorded. Actually, I had it set to the wrong... It wasn't on the USB settings. It was on the codec settings. So it was like... Bzz, and I was like...
I did that one time when I was down at school. For my senior thesis, and we made a short film, and doing the audio for that, there was a couple interviews that we had to do for extra stuff.
Ugh.
And I did that same thing where I was using a field recorder, so it was a little bit of a different setup, but I realized afterwards that I just wasn't recording, and it's the most embarrassing thing. You're like, actually, that whole interview you guys just did,
let's do that again.
It's actually, it's gone.
Yeah,
so,
it didn't happen. And we had Mike back over, and it was fine. It just wasn't the same. Like,
it didn't feel as organic.
Yeah,
right,
it really
did. Yeah. Like,
you're forcing it a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Now mistakes, I just call, hey, that's character.
Yeah. You know,
that's part of our charm.
Yep. Yeah.
We haven't had any, I guess really other than Griff kicking the power outlet, we haven't had any major disruptions. We just have been in the city, and especially we kind of split up the first year as a season one. Like, we're in season two now, but
oh, yeah.
Season one, Like season two, we're in South City now. Season one, we were in Soulard, so we were real deep down in the city.
That sucks though, because you guys are gonna have to keep moving every year.
Well, that's just
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the thing is like it's just houses, it's so noisy down there. You know, whatever cars, whatever. Yeah. I mean, there's a few times, but one time there was a legit chopper manhunt happening.
Yeah, there was a manhunt happening.
So, I mean, just right weird outside.
You just said the St. Louis guys.
Add into that and make a conspiracy theory out of that manhunt.
Yeah, like what's happening? They're coming for us. We're not sure which one we touched on. They're coming for us for, but.
Yeah, you uncovered something there.
Like the moon really doesn't exist.
We do have one common guest crossover. Isn't that Shane Presley?
Oh, yeah.
Shane did ours. I've done Shane's. Good guy. I tell you what.
For sure.
Probably, and actually, and Shane knows this. I've said this to him. He's kind of annoying with the fact that he releases about 9 episodes a day.
Dude, it's so many. I was like, wait, you're on what? 400 and something? What?
And I told him.
Doing this for a week and a half? Yeah.
Right. He's lost like 5 at a time every
day. He just released. He's got the plans for the 500th episode coming up soon.
Oh, my God.
And he's been podcasting for 2 weeks, 500 episodes.
Yeah. It's nuts.
And I told him, I said, you know, this is all changing when your wife says, let's start having kids. You're one episode a month for a while.
Yeah.
But he's like, well, that's wild. And his whole plan was to bank a lot of episodes, and that way he could take time off. But he doesn't. He just releases them the next day.
Yeah, he just keeps going. I mean, when we were on his and then we had him on ours, and I think, he said something like, yeah, I'm tired, man. You're like, yeah, me too. I edited this, our one episode last week. It was pretty tough. He's like, yeah, I did like 15, so I'm pretty.
He was on ours, okay. I mean, the dude's an animal. When he was on ours, he was working.
He works like 2 or 3 jobs.
He works as a doorman at the Oyster Bar, and it was summer. He was selling fireworks. Hmm. And then he was doing like 7 podcasts.
He's got to pay for all them damn concerts he goes to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's Have Gun Will Travel, man. He does it. He'll set up in a Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
He'll set up.
He brings that little mic with him. And
Yeah. I mean, I'm also envious of his setup because it's that blue mic and his laptop. And. Yep. And I've thought about going to that, but I don't know. There's something I like about having the mic right in front of my face.
Oh, yeah.
Over that one. And I've seen a handful of people that use that blue. I mean, it's an expensive, you know, mic.
Yeah.
And it's got good sound. But, it's a lot of work.
Well, when you guys go and you guys set up, like you guys were talking about earlier, you go and set this up. Do you find that since you have legit setup with the mics, does it cause more attention or people?
Yeah.
Is it cool? Is it a positive thing?
It would be better. It's usually middle-aged women.
Well, like screaming, like woo girls? Or a bunch of woo girls?
Wish. No, I don't, sweetheart.
It's not really like, what are you guys like on the radio? Like, yeah, we do a podcast.
And they don't
radio,
understand.
It's amazing
how many people don't understand
so
that.
I know. So many.
Yeah.
We've had some couple of kids once, as a joke, come and ask for our autographs.
That was fun.
Joke. Yeah, at Shamrocks where we set up from time to time. Yeah. My favorite interview to this day was our first one. He was not there, and it was Andy Slowey, who's the creator and owner of the improv in Central West End.
Nice.
The improv shop. Nice. And he was great. Great dude. And we went to the school because they have the improv shop where they perform, and then they have the school around the corner.
Yep.
And I think they've since opened up a new school.
Yep.
But he was awesome. But so that was it. But my second favorite interview, I think, and my favorite place that we did a location was ITAP Soulard with Alex, the guy who does bomber jackets. We talk about bomber jackets a lot. That guy's the best story. Because he was working at a Trader Joe's, and he loved drinking beer, and he loved drinking beer on top of his building downtown because he had a loft apartment.
Just a hip dude.
And he's drinking and he's sitting there with his brother, and he's drinking his bomber, 650 beer, and he's like, man, these things get warm too quick when you're away from the fridge. And his brother jokingly says, yeah, we should make a koozie for it. He goes, yeah, we could call them bomber jackets. And literally a year and a half later, he quit his job. He's selling those to everybody. Yeah. He's got a good website. But
it's like a fashion icon.
Yeah, he's starting his own clothing line.
That's awesome.
Wow.
And,
living
but,
the dream.
But the ITAP Soulard, they were very supportive. They were like, yeah, people have done this a couple of times. We'll give you this corner. So, you know ITAP Soulard. You go straight past the bar. There's that little cubby hole in the back, that little cove.
Yeah.
And there's enough outlets. We set up there. We had a couple of girls that night that That, well, for one, Alex also looks like a male model.
He,
I mean,
Alex said he's handsome. It,
and I do mean, and I tell him this too, he's a good-looking dude, but it's got that look that, you know, that looks like he would be on an MTV show or something. And he totally would not. Probably doesn't even listen to music that's on MTV. Yeah. But, yeah, but these two girls kept coming over and talking to us because they thought Alex was cute. And they, of course, had ideas. Oh, we could come on your podcast. She works for a...
she was a domestic...
Domestic
violence counselor. That seems a little dark.
It seems heavier than the topics.
I mean, like, it's a good thing. That's awesome.
I would totally shine light on that.
For a certain podcast, that'd be great, right?
But I didn't have the heart to say, we hopefully were funny.
Yeah.
And you're drunk, and you're not funny. Yeah. So what are you going to be like, sober?
Yeah, but bringing me down right now.
Yeah, that was a good spot. Shamrocks is always good. Beer Sauce, our new one that we go to quite a bit. I was telling you guys about him earlier. We love the shop. It's not completely. It's so wide open. The sound's a little tall ceilings. I was happy the sound came out as well as it did. But you know, back to your original question, long-winded way back to it, when I first did it and I was setting up, I was like, is this going to be awkward? Luckily, I don't give a fuck. I'm 6'6", have a beard, tattoos. I don't give a shit what people think of me. But I was thinking, it's going to be a little awkward. Maybe it'll be a little embarrassing. And then the more people got talking, and then I realized, you know, the places we set up, especially like Beer Sauce during beer school, those people, it's not that they listen to podcasts per se, but they think it's cool because we're shining light on whatever it is they like. And, in the world we live in now where everybody's got a click on the internet, I think they're pretty accepting of it. They're like, that's awesome. Maybe we could come on one day. And I'm like, okay, maybe you can.
Yeah, right.
Doubtful, but at least you got the idea. I mean, and who knows? Maybe some of the people would be awesome, but most of them
friends
are drunk.
Start podcasts after they heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but who says that you guys don't record one night and then after you hit that stop button and some guy comes up and tells you the craziest story you've ever heard in your life?
Oh, we
and
would
then
definitely
like,
put them on.
Okay.
Yeah. If that was the case, I wish that would happen.
That would be awesome.
Who knows?
Yeah, we helped my neighbor up the street. They started a podcast. I did their logo for them. I did their help get them started. They had really, that was one of my favorite stories because for their first 5-6 episodes, their audio was awful. And I'd give them my mics to try to fix it. And then we'd go do something, and I'd come back. And I was like, man, your podcast, it still sounds like shit, Scott. What's wrong? And he's like, I don't know. Show me what you're doing. And so he sets it all up, and we're sitting there recording. And I'm messing with the soundboard. And I'm like, dude, this is just – and I said, you know what? Let me see your computer. And I went over, and I just changed it over to USB. And I was like, dude, I got to tell you, you were recording straight off of your laptop's microphone. Sounds pretty good for that. Yeah. I mean, you should be proud for that. Yeah. But they started and ended theirs. He had a couple of buddies, or one buddy in particular that was doing it, who we had, speaking of politics, had him on our episode, and he turned it into all politics. And on Twitter, I went back and forth with him on it.
He's hardcore.
Hardcore we'll conservative. He is.
Griff, Keith, you guys might have to
He's hashtag MAGA. Yeah.
Good on all that.
But he didn't do as much as Scott, who actually started, and he was like, man, it's a lot of work. And Scott also has a 2-year-old daughter. I get it. But yeah, we've helped a couple of people get started and stuff.
That's
and
cool.
I think that's awesome. And we've met, now you guys, but we've met Shane. We've met a lot of people doing it. And the best thing I think for us is because we do so much with the beer. In fact, I don't know if you saw this. Just yesterday, Schlafly followed us, and so I tweeted,
nice.
Thanks for following me. Well, then they reached out and said, you want us to drop off some free beer? And I
what?
Yeah, and I
you
said,
not tell me this.
I said, we'd love, well, look at the Twitter, for fuck's sake. you got it on your phone.
Dude, at work.
Oh, whatever. So then
built a house.
The head brewer for Schlafly.
I put up 3 fans this week. Thank you.
So you say, if anybody's Amish, it's this guy building the house.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't build shit. Drops off roofing material.
I don't even do that anymore.
It's roughing. I believe it's pronounced
roughing material. Yeah. Wow, I like that. You tried to slip that one by. I built a house.
The flop got
you from way over there. So
she's good for it.
I didn't even know where I was at.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now you got what you got to do. Now is it's only right, man. You got to tweet back at Schlafly and say, hey, ABC Pod came over, and guess what? They brought a 6-pack of some Schlafly.
I will do that. I'll do that when we're done. Yeah.
We'll always take free beer.
The head brewer.
Give me my address.
I've done. We've worked a lot of events where we volunteered and pour beer for them and stuff because I love beer. And but the head brewer followed, and he said, "I can book it together. You want a variety pack?" I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I want a variety pack." And he's like, "All right, I'll just he hashtag all the beers." Not sure what that meant, but I'm like, "I will take them all." Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Does it mean we get all these?
Yeah.
So speaking of beer, can I ask you a question?
Yep.
I came to this podcast with one thing that I need from you guys.
All right.
Oh, God.
And I know from listening to you guys, it's clear. You guys are beer lovers, beer fans, right?
Yep.
I need you guys to tell Keith why he needs to drink something other than domestic beer. Oh, yeah. I need...
Schlafly's domestic?
Well, I'm just saying...
He's just like closed-minded little...
He doesn't... I don't think I can explain it correctly.
You're not going to convince him.
Well,
so
all of my friends and family are the same way.
No, what would you guys say to somebody that says, you know...
Everybody grows up eventually.
Well, it's one of those things. I don't exactly have a refined palate.
Okay. What is, no. Now, what is your beer of choice?
Bud Select.
Oh, so it even gets worse.
Yeah, that's awful.
You can't even go Bud Heavy. My wife likes Bud Select.
Nah, I mean, if I'm gonna drink domestics, I go Natural Light. I mean, it's
there's a lot.
You drink like
300
of them.
Yeah, I do a Bush
for $5.
There you go.
Yeah.
No,
I that's a good argument. And the only thing I will say to your argument there is no one does until you start drinking things and find things.
I've heard that before, yeah.
I can't give him too much shit for the sheer fact that you said he just now started watching TV.
Yeah.
He's behind on craft. He'll get there in 5 years. Yeah. He's going to be a craft beer fanatic.
We're slowly dragging him out into the real world.
Yeah. Well, Griff started from day one calling him a sociopath. He doesn't have a Facebook. He's never seen Game of Thrones.
They're in a sociopathic tendency.
Have you guys ever checked his crawl space or maybe his...
Should. I don't know. I'd be scared to see what's in there. We actually started in the first few episodes. We tried doing like a beer of the week thing where we would just drink while we recorded. We didn't really say anything and kind of we tried to, you know, tweet or whatever about it. And every week it was so funny because we'd go to Randall's down in Sula. Yeah. We'd get a Missouri beer, whatever it was, you know, and I would always enjoy it. Griff, you know, if he had somebody, he would enjoy it. Keith never really got it, but the one time we brought him a sour beer, and he...
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
You can't start there.
That was down a little bit down the line, but he could not handle a sour beer.
Like, I don't mind, like, a Zwickel or something like that, but, yeah.
And that's Zwickel.
Oh, Zwickel. Yeah,
it's right there. Everybody that drinks Urban Chestnut Zwickel, it even tells you how to pronounce it right there on the side of the bottle. But nobody, everybody can. So, you know, I only correct you because you don't know beer. Yeah. No, just kidding.
Yeah. Stupid,
and trust
Googly stuff.
I'm not into sours. There's a couple that I can tolerate, and there's these things called Goza, and we were actually doing a podcast, that beer podcast I mentioned to you off air, and it was our first time on that. That episode never aired, by the way, in Chicago, because these guys were used to having a 30-minute episode. They had a 20-minute interview with the owner and founder of Logboat Brewing Company out of Columbia.
Very nice, yeah.
And then they brought us on, and we proceeded to take over the podcast and talk for an hour and 10 minutes.
They conveniently lost that episode.
They were laughing the whole time. I felt like we were bringing our A game. The problem was, though...
We were hammered.
Yeah, they started. We got there in time. I said, "Well," they said, "you can get here at this time. We're gonna do this." I said, "No, I want to watch the whole thing. I just want to see how someone else does it." Well, they had this sound guy who took him an hour extra to set it up. They were having audio problems.
That's being generous. It was 2 hours.
So you're just draining beers this
time. Then they bring the other guy in for an interview. They also take breaks, like a pause for to refill our beer, and so we had 2 hours of just heavy drinking.
Yeah, the Logboat guys are just giving us beer at this point.
Yeah, we're drinking free.
And that's good beer, too.
8% beers. 8% ABV beers. And so when we get on there, and from the out again, I go, "Is it okay if we fucking cuss?" And we just go from there. Yeah. And they're laughing, but they never aired it. Those fucks. Yeah. No, they actually aired. It was even better than that. What they aired was their interview with Logboat. Then they had a little segment that they did kind of post. And then they came back, and it's like, "Yeah, I'm John, and I'm Jeremy, and we're from the Random Ass Podcast. And, yeah, we've been big fans of beers for a while. We met you guys." And they're like, "Well, it's okay. Great for coming on. We'll talk to you later." Man. It's like,
So they found that little clip.
And we're friends with those guys. And he says, I swear to you, to this day, he's the guy that owns
the
beer sauce shop.
That he lost
their stuff. Is that what it is?
I'll give him credit. He's got his convictions. He's sticking to his guns. Whether it's a bold-faced lie or not, he will not come on. He's got a poker face, man.
Deny.
You just got to get that guy in a 2-hour drinking session. And then
he drinks heavily.
Yeah.
He has a beer shop. So
yeah,
he,
that's fair. Yeah.
Which makes always think, you always say, what's a pie in the sky? Is it, you know, if you have $250 million clear, no, don't owe anybody money, what would you do with it? And everybody says, well, I'd open a bar. That's a stupid idea for someone like us. If we opened a bar, we'd be out $250 million inside of 2 years.
Yeah, hookers and blow. Yeah. That would be my
choice.
That's
the go-to answer.
There you go.
I would say nothing. I'd do a whole lot.
You'd get a boat. And then see what happens after
that. I wouldn't even get a boat. That just that's work. Or pay somebody to do it. But
yeah,
see, that's
pay somebody else.
That's the problem, though. If you have $250 million just clear, you don't want to incur a lot of overhead to keep your lifestyle going. You don't want to buy a boat and pay someone to take care of it. You're not ever going to make any more money the rest of your life. So you don't
No, you will. Compounding interest, man.
Yeah, but I bet somehow we'd find a way to beat that interest out the door.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I'm getting 100 grand interest a year. Well, you're spending 300 grand, so fuck yourself.
Yeah, that would definitely happen for me. Yeah.
That's why we're not famous. Like, the first time any, like, director was like, oh, I'm going to give you $20 million to star in this movie, I'd be like, cool. I quit now.
Yeah, right.
Like, you want to do another movie? Why? I got $20 million. I don't understand why I would keep working.
I'm just going to go kick it for a while.
Speaking of money, you know, found money or earned money or however you want, clear money, that's one of my favorite stories, conspiracy stories, tie it back to you guys, is the D.B. Cooper story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever talked about that or not?
Not as an episode yet. We have talked about it, but not as an episode, no.
It's, you know, and I heard recently, you know, you've heard about it your whole life. One of my favorite old sitcoms from the 90s, News Radio.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan.
And the great movie, what is it, Without a Paddle?
Oh, yeah. We're really throwing that word great around like it's nothing. But
Seth Green's finest.
News Radio.
He's got quite the catalog.
A few seasons, I think it was the last season before Phil Hartman died, they had a great double story to where you found out that the owner of the radio station was, in fact, D.B. Cooper, and that's how he founded the radio station.
Oh, that is cool.
But when you get into that, like, there was an anniversary of it a few weeks back, or a month back, and I read about it. There's so much more to that story than anybody knows, and it's a pretty cool story. I like to think the guy got away with it.
I like to think that, too.
I hope he did, man.
Well, they say that he was, like, negative, like, 60 degrees or something when he jumped out of a plane in just a business suit.
It's like the guys that escaped Alcatraz.
Yeah.
They, you know, the odds of someone
that they're dead, but I like to think that's
too. Those guys made it. They slammed
Sean
that
Connery is still around.
Gives me hope. It gets me up in the morning.
And then in that, you know, in Alcatraz.
About the Rock, man?
Yeah, he made it.
He's never seen The Rock.
What?
No.
Yeah.
You got my high pitch, by the way.
Yeah.
You don't get anything, but
Yeah, congratulations. We go on to the next topic.
The Rock, really?
Explain it to me right now.
They had to break into Alcatraz to stop.
Whoa!
Terrorist attack.
You got dirty bomb.
Nah, it's even better. The elevator pitch is like this. I'm gonna throw fucking Nick Cage and Sean Connery in a movie.
Nick Cage
with a bunch of SEALs, Sean Connery is gonna be the toughest badass guy in the movie. Let's do it.
Yeah,
right. Sean Connery's old James Bond,
but it's got to be really over the top action
in that movie. Sean Connery is actually 007.
Yeah, the same one
captured. And then it's all an interconnected world, which it's not. So I don't even think it's the same studios. But it's a fun theory to have.
By the way, the last part of that elevator pitch, and they go, well, it's got to be big on action. I know. We'll get Jared Bruckheimer to direct it.
Yeah, that'll
be awesome.
Yeah. There's going to be unnecessary slow motion scenes and a lot of screaming for no reason.
Which was good. It's good. It's good movie.
It's a great movie.
It's almost as good as Over the Top.
Wow.
With Sylvester Stallone.
You know, I feel like
there should be a rule that anytime you're wearing a hat and tell someone to go over the top, you spin it around. It should be. You know what movie? In fact, from now on, whenever you bring it up, go, you know what movie's good? And then spin your hat around.
That's a good move.
And then over the top.
He's weirdly upset. I mean, he's probably dropped that at least 25 times. He's
on our podcast, it's been brought up.
So
it's a movie about a guy.
More than anybody wanted to hear.
He drives around in a truck. And just so happens he's arm wrestling to win a new truck.
Yeah. He just wants to put food on his family table. And the only way to do that is to arm wrestle his way into a new rig.
Oh, it's got
to
be one of the coolest overall movie plots of all time.
How did that movie pitch go? Like, it had to be just that. It had to have the hat spin, and the guy's like,
"It's Patrick Swayze, that was right?" Cool.
No, Stallone.
Okay. It's Stallone in his heyday.
How dare you?
I apologize.
How dare you?
Yeah,
Patrick Swayze is Roadhouse. Patrick Swayze's over there Daltoning his way into fame, and Stallone's really getting dirty.
About Roadhouse, supposedly he was gay that entire movie.
What? Patrick he has sex with a woman.
I'm just saying, go back and watch it.
How's he? I don't know.
Well, he had sex with a woman.
That is actually a thing.
Is it because
it is a thing?
Huh. Is it because his pants were really tight?
I don't know. I think that's what they just did then.
Yeah.
Wait, worst bouncer in history. Hold on. I think we're burying the lead on here. Does tight pants automatically make you gay?
I think so, but I was like, I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm wearing kind of tight jeans right now.
You brought it up.
I mean, sort of tight jeans too. I don't know.
Is this the first step in a long list of conversations that eventually leads to you coming out of the closet?
No.
Because Rachel's going to be pissed.
Yeah, she's going to be super mad.
She'll also, understand
but super
it.
Mad.
But you saw the tight pants.
Yeah. And the hair, the pompadour. I mean.
But it's not a pompadour.
You know, they did. you tried it. It didn't stick.
It did not stick.
They do say that he was very. That was a body double in the sex scene because Patrick Swayze is so fiercely loyal to his wife. And he almost left the film over the fact that they made that.
Oh, wow.
Really? So how does he explain the ghost scene?
I was about to ask that. Yeah.
That was tasteful. There was nothing tasteful about it. You see his butt,
pretty
though.
Pretty sure they have sex standing up in that movie.
Yeah, you see his butt in Roadhouse, and he was not hip to that. So.
Hmm.
And the chick gets naked. Demi Moore doesn't get naked in Ghost, and the chick gets naked with him in Roadhouse.
Does she? I don't
know. Yeah. And he rips out a dude's
throat.
Most
of the time when you watch Roadhouse, it's on TNT at like 1:30 in the morning, and you flip through the channels, you're like, well, got to watch this now.
It's a TNT classic, man.
Yeah. And he says, frolic you, Dalton. I'm not going to put it. Yeah, I love the edits.
Such a terribly awesome movie.
Hey, I've got, we are getting pretty darn close to an hour. Actually, we're over an hour, but that doesn't matter. This is a conspiracy that this is not a conspiracy. This is fucking gospel. I've got a Samsung Note 5. I love it. Loved it. But I want the Note 8. So I go into AT&T a couple weeks ago. We get my oldest daughter a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hey, when am I due for a new phone? So she looks it up and it's like, well, you got a couple more payments left and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? It's kind of a wash. I'll just wait and ride it out. It'll put me into January. I start the new year with a new phone. My phone has started fucking up every day since then because they know when you do a search online or at the store, they send a signal to your phone. There's no way around it. It's true.
This is like a more specific version of, we've talked about this, I think, before.
The light bulb theory.
Yeah.
I got to hear it.
When they first came out with light bulbs, they actually had everlasting light bulb that would never go out.
There's one that still works to this day. I think it's in Boston somewhere.
Yeah. And actually all the light bulb companies at the time came out and developed light bulbs to only last 10,000 hours, 20,000 hours, stuff like that, just so they had repeat customers.
Yeah. That's how the science world fucked Nikola Tesla. Yeah.
I heard a rumor on a engine that ran on water, like built in the 70s. Like it ran mostly on hydrogen back in the 70s, but the oil company killed it.
From
the 90s, it was like Chevy made that first electric car. In the 90s, and the oil companies killed that one, and they buried them all in a desert.
Well, it's Hearst, the Hearst family, you know, who Citizen Kane was based on?
Yeah.
I think it was him. I could be wrong, but I think he essentially killed hemp. He's the guy that made marijuana.
He was huge on
that.
Shit on marijuana.
Yeah.
In fact, it was...
Reefer Madness him?
Yeah, I think it might have been. And, you know, he convinced everybody by calling it marijuana, which is like... Hispanic for like evil something. I can't even, I don't know fucking,
yeah,
I don't know Spanish, but
you could have tried.
I could have, yeah. I did my best, like Diablo. Evil chicken. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. But fucking, I tell you though, the phone thing, that is legit.
Well, to your phone thing though, I reference this podcast all the time, but for all the podcast heads out there listening, go check out, it's called Reply All from Gimlet Media. They actually just did an episode. Their newest one is about questioning if Facebook is spying through the same thing you're talking about.
I saw your Instagram post on that.
Where people talk, well, that's what we talked. It's a little bit different than what we had, but where these people would call in and tell us stories about, we'd be talking about how we want to buy a new set of nunchucks or something, and then you get on your phone, and the next thing there's an app for nunchucks.
That is no doubt
about even a search, so it kind of blends into what you're saying.
That is 100% happening. I forget what it says. If there's a product and you're not paying for it, you're the product.
Yeah.
So,
that's kind of scary. We're all fucking in the Matrix, man.
I paid for the 1 year because I got the iPhone 7 or whatever, and you know, you get that pay $30 a month and you can upgrade in a year. Well, I didn't really want to upgrade in a year.
Yeah.
But conveniently, my microphone is going out on my phone, and I went to have it looked at.
Assholes,
like,
man.
Oh, you've had this phone for 1 year and 1 month. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yep. That's for sure a real thing. Like, that phone's just going to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to shit. Yeah. Nobody can fucking hear me. I can't hear anybody. I'm like, God damn it.
I'm not getting into politics, but I'm a firm believer that one of the things, and I know Trump's not pain in the ass or whatever your thoughts are, but I'm a firm believer that when you become president, one of the way they do kind of keep you in check, because actually no president really does much without, you know, it takes a lot to do something. Yeah. I'm a firm believer that what they do is the first day you're in office, they go, we're going to let you take a peek behind the curtain.
Yeah,
we're going to show you everything. And now we got to kill you if you get out of line.
Yeah.
Mean,
yeah.
They know about all of it. I think they know about
now
all of it.
Now you know what you actually can do and what you actually can't.
Yeah.
So
That episode of Back to the Chappelle Show, we talked about a callback earlier, that episode where the Earth's coming to an end, and Chappelle goes, this is what it'd be like if the world comes to an end and a black man was president. He goes, there was only one shooter. It was a magic bullet. You guys are all fucked, but we've known about aliens for some time, and they're taking me out of here.
Yeah.
So I've been wanting to ask the whole time, but okay. Chatty Cathy over here. What's your guys' each favorite conspiracy? Do you guys all have one? Or
that you've done so far that you're...
What is your favorite?
I got mine for sure.
Go ahead, Griff.
Finland ? Has to be my favorite.
I'm sorry?
Finland ? Was the title of this one.
Okay.
And it's a theory out there that Finland doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fictional thing. It's actually ocean, and Russia and Japan made a deal a long time ago so that they could have exclusive fishing rights to this area, and it's made up a mythical land called Finland. Sorry to all the Finnish people out there that disagree. They actually live in Western Sweden or Eastern Sweden or Western Russia.
I've never been to Finland, so it seems plausible.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Has anybody in this room been to Finland?
As plausible as my wife has a coworker that thinks that the World Series and stuff is played at the beginning of the year in an isolated crowd, and the thing that you watch on TV is just them scripting and getting through the season.
Wait, that's awesome.
What?
That's awesome.
Paid actors.
That is wild.
I love
that. This person firmly believes
this. I do kind of think...
I really love that.
It's sort of rigged. Houston had a really shitty year, and then they win the World Series.
New Orleans.
What about
it's
you?
It's a feel-good story.
It is.
Anyways, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, mine was the Corduroy Society.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
That's a real thing.
Like a South Park
I went to high school,
right
especially
away.
In the Midwest, in the rural area. That's FHA, man. That's the corduroy people.
Well,
do you guys have that in your school? Probably not.
I have a corduroy back.
It was the future FFA, Future Farmers of America.
Oh, like Napoleon Dynamite.
And they'd wear their outfit, and these poor bastards had to wear this to school, and it's been the same thing. Is a corduroy jacket and corduroy pants.
Oh, God, that sounds terrible.
I want to hear yours, though.
That's kind of awesome.
But the Corduroy Society, so it's actually... Their meeting's going to be coming up soon.
It's a secret society.
Yeah, secret society.
Then how do you know about their meetings?
Well, yeah.
We don't need to know.
I did a lot of research.
Can't talk about
infiltrated.
That.
But no, actually, their anniversary's coming up. They meet every year on 11-11 because they call it... because it's the date that most resembles corduroy.
Okay.
It's
the best thing
I've ever
heard.
They try and control media... And one day they want a president that wears corduroy. So anybody you see in the media that wears corduroy jackets or pants, watch out for them.
So that's their only goal?
Yep,
to promote corduroy.
Yeah, I'm down with this one. I'm all right with this.
Against the worst fabric called velvet.
It's pretty diabolical.
Man. Yeah, because velvet...
That is the antithesis to corduroy is velvet. They've got to be mortal enemies.
Yeah. I got to be honest. Corduroy pants, super comfy.
Because velvet was worn by the kings and queens back in the day. And think of like what blocks you off from going into the VIP, a velvet rope.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Like, it's just...
This has got legs.
How do these guys feel about tweeds?
Got legs.
Here's the problem with corduroy, though. Science is against them. I don't know. And you can look this up. I might be... exaggerating the number a little bit, but I believe you are, this is a fact, 200% more likely to spontaneous combust while wearing corduroy.
Oh, God.
Look it up. It's science. So how many of these people die a year?
Science.
Wow.
I mean, the first rule about corduroy societies, you
don't talk about corduroy societies. Yeah, that makes societies. Sense.
So, I do like that one. That's a
good right, one. All right, Doug, so what's, so your, far, what's
I'm,
yours?
I'm
on the corduroy.
Two for two.
I don't know. I mean, we've done so many. We've done a lot of dumb stuff as far as pyramid stuff. We get a lot of heat for that. But probably the one of them, well.
Do they hold
so
grain?
So much with the
Were
pyramids.
Were they able to hold grain?
No, I mean, we haven't done that
it
yet.
It was
but,
just that they thought yeah. the dinosaurs built them, and they're like, well, they both happened a long
well,
time ago.
Was,
well, and then there was the other one that Keith
and
did
and
about the gravity.
The liquid mercury, yeah.
Oh,
and,
oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
The one we got some serious heat for was that J.K. Rowling is not a real person. It's all fiction.
Oh, man.
So you should look that one up for sure. There's also one that I had a really fun with that I personally did one week when I think Griff was out, was the time cube theory.
Okay.
Which is just really crazy and out there, and I highly suggest everyone to Google that because this actually takes some reading. But the main gist of it is that one actual rotation for the sun around the Earth is actually a 4-day span instead of 24 hours.
Oh, I actually listened to that one when you get one of the ones I listened
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's
kind you had two time ones that I liked. You had that
yeah.
one and the one
yeah,
about
the phantom time theory is also a good
I like
one.
That one.
Now
yeah.
that one is actually I kind of believe that one. So that
yeah,
makes me
that,
sound
that's
kind
of
crazy.
A, you did not back off of it
no,
by the end of the episode either.
See, that's why I love this stuff because I'm just I gonna dive into it, man. I'm in it. So yeah.
I like the corduroy one is. I got it. You win.
That
one's hilarious.
The thing about the corduroy, you're on the fence until you make the 11-11 argument.
The 11-11 argument, and then like they don't have any real goal besides they just want a presidential rare corduroy. I'm down with that. That's the laziest conspiracy theory you can ever fucking have.
Have the president ever worn corduroy?
I think Lyndon Johnson wore corduroy.
Probably some president did, but they supposedly disbanded on 11-11-11.
Because that was perfect.
Because
we could get no better.
Yeah.
How many times has the Illuminati come up in your
almost everyone.
Yeah. They can touch every single theory.
Yeah.
You know, like
right.
every
they're
theory.
The Kevin Bacon yeah. of yeah. conspiracies.
Well, we've done a few. Like, we have, you know, Keanu Reeves is immortal. We have one of...
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Nick Cage is immortal, too.
Nick Cage,
so
Jay-Z, Pharrell. Yeah. There's a lot of them out
Jay-Z's
there.
Jay-Z's immortal?
Jay-Z's
right,
immortal.
Look this one up.
There's a picture of him in 1927 in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah. I gotta look him up. He never left New York, though, man.
So we have these celebrities.
Are you trying to tell me that there was a black man that looks like Jay-Z? I kind of feel like you're poaching flop territory. They all look alike, right, Melissa?
That is not what I
do. I also did not say this.
I will love to put words
I like
in people's mouth.
I like the pop culture. I just read this the other day. Which one is real? Shazam with Sinbad or Kazam
with
Shaq? Which one of those is a real movie from the 90s?
Kazam with Shaq.
With Shaq.
Sinbad never made a movie called Shazam.
No, but for whatever reason, and I was one of these.
Yeah,
because
you asked about it on the podcast.
It was a real fucking thing. Yeah, you read it. Yeah,
yeah, we've done the Mandela.
We did the theory with the Berenstain Bears.
The Berenstain Bears. Yeah, that's another one.
I don't know that one.
Everything remembers the Berenstain Bears being spelt one way, and it's really spelt a different way. But like people.
Swear on
really,
it.
Swear by
yeah.
it.
Mm. And the Mandela effect is named that way because people remember Nelson Mandela dying in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, yeah, he just went to prison.
I think he died in prison. They think he
but
died
it wasn't
in prison.
That. Yeah, but people remember like him dying.
What about Avril Lavigne?
Obviously didn't.
Oh, she actually died?
She is dead.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Been replaced.
Dead, yeah. And Miley Cyrus is dead.
Yeah, yes. We've done like Gucci Mane's clone. Taylor Swift is a clone.
Gucci Mane is a clone. I stand by that.
You know,
one.
So we have all these celebrity things that end up, they all go back to the Illuminati.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is it Gucci Mane that's kind of fat?
He was. His clone,
and now he's fit.
But his,
right.
his clone is fit. His
yeah.
clone, yeah.
But he like had a huge ice cream tattoo on his face, and now it's like barely. It's just not.
Well, he did what Pharrell probably did, where he bought new skin.
There you go.
What?
What? Pharrell was covered in tattoos, and if you look at pictures of him now, his tattoos are gone because he bought new skin. Like he had new skin grafted over his old.
It's
skin.
Because he's immortal too, so he can has time to
afford it.
Now, look it up, man. You're not making it up.
Did he really?
Might have made it up, but I didn't.
But did you Snopes it? And that's the one question I wanted to ask. How often does Snopes come into you guys looking?
There's zero fact check.
Oh, you don't fact check it, man. Come on.
Or
it
anything,
ruins the fun.
It's all incredible.
It's all in the name. It's all in the name.
All of these are harmless. All right. Whether or not Shazam or Kazam existed,
Bender,
it's
harmless.
Yeah, we stay away from
it. You're built for the conspiracy.
Yeah, I fucking love this.
He
stuff.
Believes it all.
We stay away from the ones that like, might actually be somewhat harmful.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do a 9/11 one. I'm not going to do something like
that. I really want to know more. I'm going to have to look up
have
more.
Have you done
about
birther
this.
One?
No.
No.
We couldn't.
All right, yeah. let's definitely do start putting a bow on this one. Let's just start by telling people where you guys can be found.
Well, you can find us anywhere. I was actually trying to, while you said the Google Play, the whole time I was trying to like look on the Google Play app. I've never actually done on the app, but I know we're there. We're on Google Play. We can find us anywhere, really. The only place you can't find us is
Spotify.
We're still in the process of that. But
are we on Spotify?
We're Spotify, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be like accepted, basically. Yeah. But you can.
It took like 7 days when I did it.
Yeah, we must have got denied then because we we're past 7 days. But what? Facebook, you can @ABCPOD. That's ABC Pod. Twitter, you can find us at _ABC Pod. Instagram @ABC Podcast. Other than that, we should be anywhere that you find your podcast.
If I we're am not jealous there, of the know. Name, by the way. The name is good. Anything but credible is great. That's great for what you do. But also the fact that you're the ABC Podcast, I'm like,
we are until we get sued.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to ride this wave out until somebody.
LegalZoom.com, man. Trademark that shit for a little
price.
Well,
we looked into that.
ABC have a podcast?
I don't think so.
I Googled it. There's a lot of ABC podcast stuff, none of it is ABC family.
I'm pretty sure that it's one of those things where they just kind of have the recordings of their shows and then say that it's a podcast. Say it is, but it's really
I not. Bounced a couple ideas around, and the first thing I would do is go search for it. Well, there was one other rap, The Rap, on, there's a lot of hip-hop ones that are rap something, but there was only one other, The Rap, and they had not released an they only released 3 episodes, and not since like 2012. I was like, man, fuck those guys. This is mine now.
Yeah. So that's the thing about us, too, is like, if you just type us anything but credible into your Google search, every one of our things will come up. Every single link to us. So you can, our Apple Podcasts, our SoundCloud, wherever. So.
And do you guys individually, can you find your guys on Twitter or anything like that? In Twitter?
Not me.
Just do the.
Not Keith.
Well, obviously not you. You find him still using the old. You find him still using the hammer and bird to chisel out his message to send.
Uses smoke signals.
Yeah,
I gave the Ten Commandments to Moses.
I have a Twitter. I'm super inactive.
I would say you use Crow to get your message, but you don't even know that reference. So
yeah, I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, that's going back to Game of Thrones.
It's a raven, asshole.
A raven. Sorry, not Crow. Raven. Yeah, my fault. They are the crows. They are the old crows. The Night's Watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, you almost argued with me. Like, for a second, you were going to fucking argue.
You don't want to bring up the GOT stuff with Griff here, I'm telling you. Sure. He's trouble.
All in? Y'all in?
Oh, all in.
Too far.
Read all the books.
So have I. Yeah. The show's better than the books.
I don't know. It's close.
Oh, he's
they're good
going.
In two different
I'll tell you
ways.
This. We actually had an episode where it was an open letter to George R.R. Martin to come on the show because I argued that there's nothing I like more in this life that is so badly written than what he does.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing I'm so invested in that it drives me insane. He wrote a two paragraphs about Daenerys shitting after she gets off that dump.
Yeah.
Two paragraphs.
It's weird.
About her taking a shit.
Really? Yeah. She takes a dump?
Yeah. It scares her from flying. It scares her into shitting.
No way.
She shits herself.
So
after she kills all those people and the dragon?
Spoiler.
Dragon. Fucking weird.
Tyrion shoots his dad and then looks in the toilet to see if King's really
To see if he shit gold.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid.
Wow.
Question though. Well, how do you feel about the Greyjoys since you like the books?
Oh yeah.
I don't think they do a great job of them on the show.
But they're better in the book, right?
I think they're better in the
way
book.
Way more interesting.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I mean, I hate them still in the books. But like, they're...
the sand good, snakes are the worst
they're
part
good
of the
type of hate. You know, like, they're good characters, but they're fucking just...
Yeah, they're the worst people. But yeah. If they just spun off and did a bunch of shit with them, I'd be in.
I could do it. Yeah,
the sand snakes are the what worst. I like so about the show is I like now that it's past the books, because now I can just enjoy the show.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see very much
shit. This is a never-ending episode, by the way.
No.
I love it.
Do what?
I love this episode. It's never fucking ending.
Yeah, sorry.
yeah, we're done. Well, let's
sorry
call it good.
You guys going
no, there. You're gold. So we now so again, guys. It's the Anything But Credible podcast. Give them your names one more time.
Dukes,
Keith,
Griff,
and go check them out. It's a great concept. It's a fun time. Plus, they came on our show, so they can't be all that bad.
Yeah,
and of course, Bender. Say
I'm
bye.
Still here.
We're gonna play the music. Say bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.